Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of humor. Ever feel like you're drowning into dose, but only manage to accomplish half of what you set out to do? You know that feeling when the deadline is looming and you're scrambling, wishing you'd tackled it earlier? Well, my friends, today we're diving headfirst into the beast that is procrastination and how we can tame this productivity-stealing monster with a little stoic magic. Now, I get it. Life throws curveballs, distractions are everywhere, and sometimes the allure of scrolling through social media or binge-watching our favorite show is just too strong to resist. But trust me, there's a way to break free from this procrastination cycle and build genuine productivity that leaves you feeling accomplished and energized. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us on this journey. First things first, understand your triggers. What sends you spiraling into procrastination mode? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? Feeling overwhelmed? Once you identify those sneaky culprits, you can start developing strategies to combat them head-on. Think of it like identifying the weak spots in a fortress. Once you know where they are, you can fortify those areas and build your resistance against those procrastination demons. Next up, break down those daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. That mountain of work suddenly becomes a series of achievable steps. Remember that feeling of accomplishment after ticking off each small win? It's like building momentum. One step leads to another, and before you know it, you've conquered the whole mountain. Now, let's talk about the power of routine. Establishing consistent routines can be your secret weapon against procrastination. Dedicate specific times for certain tasks, create a calming workspace that minimizes distractions, and stick to your schedule like glue. Think of it as creating a predictable environment where productivity flourishes. Don't underestimate the importance of self-compassion. We all slip up sometimes. Don't beat yourself up over those moments of procrastination. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress is not linear. It's about constantly striving for improvement, even if that means taking a few steps back occasionally. And lastly, remember to celebrate your victories, big or small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and reward yourself for staying focused and productive. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and inspired to continue crushing those goals. Think of it like this. You're training your brain to associate productivity with positive feelings, a win-win situation. Okay, picture this. You've got that big project due next week, one that you've been putting off for weeks. You know the drill, avoiding it until the last minute, feeling the stress mounting, and then pulling an all-nighter fueled by coffee and sheer panic. Sound familiar? But what if, instead of succumbing to procrastination, you decided to tackle it strategically? You start by breaking down the project into smaller tasks, scheduling time blocks for each one in your calendar, and even setting mini deadlines to keep yourself accountable. You create a distraction-free workspace. Eliminate those tempting social media notifications, and put on some music that energizes you. And when those moments of procrastination creep in, you remind yourself of the feeling of accomplishment you'll experience when it's done, and you push through. Now, imagine finishing the project ahead of schedule, feeling a surge of pride and satisfaction, and knowing you conquered your procrastination beast. That, my friends, is the power of applying these stoic principles in your daily life. So, remember, procrastination doesn't have to be your boss. You hold the power to take control and build a productive life that aligns with your values. Start small, stay consistent, and celebrate your wins along the way. And hey, if you ever feel like you're slipping back into those old habits, just remember, there's always tomorrow to start fresh. Until next time, keep striving for progress, not perfection. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some stoic productivity magic in their life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.